Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, fresh back from a two week vacation in the Bahamas. 2 week.
Yeah.
You know when the last time I took 2 weeks off was, by the way? Yeah. I know exactly. I can give you the exact date, and that's weird.
I bet I can guess.
How can you guess?
It's probably when you had your heart attack.
No.
I wouldn't count that as a break.
I'm talking vacation.
I don't know.
I can tell you to the day, last time I took 2 week vacation.
Okay, go.
It was the Sunday of the 9/11 disaster catastrophe.
Oh. Well, that would.
I had just landed on the Sunday, so it would have been the 10th, in Jamaica, where John is, and woke up in the morning, and the whole world had
changed.
That's what. And we sat there for 14 days, glued to CNN and whatever else we could find to find out what was going on. That's the last time I took 2 weeks off. There you go. And you're 2 weeks in it, like it's there's no tomorrow. Like it's like
this is my first 2 weeks off in. I've been here for 7 years.
Yeah.
2 weeks, first full 2 weeks off. Just want to let you know that.
And I just told you, my last time was 2011.
And my first time and last time is in 2020.
There you go. Attaboy. Hey, listen, folks, never mind. You don't need 2 weeks off to take a vacation. You can go to the Toronto Spring Camping and RV Show and Sale, which is coming up February 27th to March the 1st. It is the largest camping and RV show in the nation, the entire country. And it's happening right here, right under on our doorstep, as a matter of fact. You can get in there and get the best deals on the latest models from tent trailers right up to those luxurious Class A motorhomes that we all drool over when we go to the show. They are fantastic, by the way. Shop for parts and camping accessories in the 11,000-square-foot superstore. That's a blast as well. Or you can book your next adventure destination with the many outfitters and operators that cater to motorhomes and tent trailers. Attend the daily RV lifestyle seminars. They're always fascinating. And also, while you're there, enter the 7-day motorhome dream vacation contest. It's a free draw. You could win a 7-day motorhome dream vacation, all happening February 27th to March 1st at the International Center. You can go to thebigrvshow.ca for more information. Better yet, go there and book your tickets. Thebigrvshow.ca.
When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
I take it Winters didn't make his call.
No, we got the wrong number.
You got the wrong number? How did you get the wrong number on a vacation in Jamaica?
He gave us the wrong number.
Oh, my God.
There's an old lady that called. Hello.
Who is
no, this? John here.
That's okay, because now we have got the man. We call him the Doc. His name is Gord Pizer. He is the award-winning columnist and fishing editor for Outdoor Canada magazine, the biggest, the baddest coast-to-coast hunting, fishing, and outdoor magazine in the nation. If you don't have a subscription being mailed to your home right now, you need to change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca, tell them the Doc sent you, and they will magically make it appear for you. Good morning, Doc. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing, you know what? I'm just finishing packing up, heading down your way for the spring fishing show.
That's right. That's right, too. What, are you late? Shouldn't you be here already?
You know, I'm coming in for tomorrow morning is Musky Sunday.
Ah.
So I'm participating with the boys in that until noon, and then tomorrow at 1:45, and then Monday at 1:45 on the Outdoor Canada stage doing nice seminars there as well. So, yeah, a busy weekend.
Nice. That means, wait a minute, hold it. That means you won't be fishing this weekend. Wow.
And it meant I actually had to not go fishing a couple days during the week because I had to put the seminars together.
That's it. Look at you. You know,
starting
work.
To
all
get
this
the
work
shapes.
Is, yeah, this work is getting in the way of your fishing, buddy. You got to do something about that, man.
I was listening to you and Steven talking about 2 full weeks off, and I was going to say every week's a holiday up here.
Speaking of weeks, a couple of weeks ago, you had mentioned that there's a period during the winter when the fish are, for whatever reason, because we don't know, they become less active and hard to catch. And we were hoping that we could have a little more time. That's why you're on early today. We'd have a little more time and see if you can kind of break that down and let folks know what they can do when this happens. Does it mean they don't go fishing?
No, you go fishing, Ange. It's a really strange. I honestly can't account for it either. It's something we have talked about for years. You know, something we've experienced out on the ice, but there's first ice, early ice, and it's always a good bite. But I'll tell you the honest truth. I do believe from mid-January until the end of January is the best bite at the first half of the season. And then for some really strange reason, the month of February, it's not unlike August, you know, in the open water season. There's kind of a midsummer slump or a doldrums, and there's one in February as well. But, I mean, we still go fishing in August, so we still go fishing in February. It does mean, though, that for us at least, we start to move around a lot more than we normally would. You know, if you go 30 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, and you don't see fish or get a bite, we've gone from that location. And, you know, if when the fishing's really, really good, if we're getting, we might hit 4 or 5 spots in a day. Now, this point in the year, we might hit 7, 8, 9.
I was going to ask you, so the key is to be on the move, obviously, right? That's when you move that much more.
You know, it is, Andrew. The other thing, though, and this is the funny thing, it's almost an irony, because we were out on Sunday. I took my grandson Liam and his buddy Jackson. We went out on Sunday, and the nice thing, so yes, there is a February doldrum, but the nice thing seems to be when you find them, it's exceptional, or it can be exceptional. So we were out on Sunday, and we got 40 jumbo perch. Now, we didn't keep them all, but we got 40. And these are fish I posted it up, and I've actually done a couple things on social media, and so the folks can see the pictures there. But these were averaging 13 inches, 1.19 pounds. We were weighing some of them when we got home, but we got a couple pound and a quarter, 1.3 pounds, getting close to 14 inches. And the nice thing is when you do find them at this point in the winter, they are bunched up big time. And I think what happens, and I think what happens as first ice and as you go through January, they're gathering. So as that consolidation continues, they're kind of moving on. So if you've got a shoal, they could be on the entire shoal and they're still moving towards those 2 or 3 sweet spots. Now you need to know where that sweet spot is. So, and when you get there, if you find that sweet spot, they're bunched up.
And the action is fast and furious. And I can't even imagine. I've got Brian in the booth with me today. We're both looking at ourselves. You're telling us about the size of those perch. We're both looking at ourselves. What are we doing wrong?
That's no panfish.
That's no panfish. Like, there isn't a pan that fish will fit in.
And here's the funny thing, guys. Here's the really funny thing. I posted one of the pictures up on Instagram, and some guy came on and goes, perch tastes like dirt. And I'm going, well, they may taste like dirt where you live, but they sure don't taste like dirt where I live.
Oh, my God. What's the matter with that, man? Speaking of which.
It's funny as well. Yeah. I think so many people, you know, it's even in the summertime, we look down our nose at certain species. But let me tell you, and I posted this as a reply to him, you have not tasted Port Dover perch on Lake Erie. On Lake Simcoe, they're probably the number one pursued fish in the winter. And I would bet they may be the number one pursued fish in Ontario.
Oh, they are, without question.
Yeah.
Cody, just quickly, we've never talked about it on the show, and I know you've done quite a bit of food preparation when it comes to consumption of fish. Those big jumbos that you talked about just a second ago, how did you prepare those fish for you and your family and Liam and whatnot?
You know, we have, I actually have a favorite, a couple of favorites, and one of them is called, I called it Walleye Florentine. And I bake them in the oven, Ange, with a layer of, so first layer that goes down is fried mushrooms. So you saute, and I saute a lot of mushrooms, lay them on the bottom of a casserole pan, and then just before the mushrooms have finished cooking in that saucepan, put in 1 pound of spinach, and you just, in no water, just 1 pound of spinach, and just as it starts to wilt, you take it out, and now you put that over top of the mushrooms in your casserole dish. Lay the perch fillets on top of that. And then in another, you just get a little bit of olive oil, and in a frying pan, saute some breadcrumbs and put the breadcrumbs over top of the perch fillets. You put them in the oven for 20 minutes, and they go crispy across the top. They've got the spinach underneath them, and then the mushrooms underneath that. It is to die for, Ange.
Wow.
I'm hungry.
Now, Brian, all we need to do is go find this some 13-inch perch.
Yes.
I hear Simcoe's on fire, though, right now. I hear it's really, really good, guys. So if you get a chance.
And it's family fishing weekend.
Pardon me?
It's family fishing weekend as well, Brian was saying.
So yeah, you know, Monday, I think it's license free. I'm pretty sure it's license free in Ontario. So if you've never, if folks listening have never ice fished before, this is the weekend to do it.
Yeah, we had Will Wegman on about half an hour, 45 minutes ago. He was telling us all about it. It's pretty much on fire right now in terms of the bite. And by all accounts, we've got some pretty safe ice out there as well. Although we're still, you know, telling folks that they'd be well advised to check ahead of time with an operator or somebody that is on the water to make sure that we've got good, safe conditions. But, apparently it's happening on Simcoe. People have been waiting.
I understand Cook's Bay's got a good 8 to 10 inches.
Yeah, so we should be fine. So you leave today, you come down here, you work, and then you go back home. So who's going to look after things up there while you're gone?
Nobody's capable of that.
Nobody, exactly.
No, it's going to, I got an email from Liam on the Thursday. What, you're not going to be here this weekend? So
buddies,
they'll be out chasing lake trout somewhere.
Has Liam got a buddy that he fishes with now?
Yeah, they've got a few of them. You know, they've all got their first vehicles, their first trucks, half tons. So, and they're young, and so, you know, they're hauling a portable sleds out by hand, and so young and ambitious, and that's the way I like it.
For sure. Gordy, talk to us about, you know, we know that perch obviously are targeted. We know that even on Lake Simcoe, they're happening big time. What is your number one go-to bait? If you were on Simcoe this weekend fishing for perch, what would you be using?
You know, there's a couple of things, Ange. Number one are the jigging wrap style baits. So if you've got those, you know, the horizontal jigging wrap style baits, they're heavy, they get down quickly. If you pick the smallest ones and put a little, either a minnow head or a couple of live maggots or even the scented artificial maggots on the treble hook down below, it's a deadly presentation. But there's something about a spoon. So if you take a little tiny spoon, a little tiny Castmaster type spoon, but here's the secret. Take the treble hook off and add about 6 inches max, 4 to 6 inches of fluorocarbon line, and then put your treble hook on the dropper, if you will. So take the treble off the split ring, put about 4 inches of fluorocarbon line, now tie your treble back on, and bait it up with a minnow head or the maggots as well. There is something for perch. They love it when your bait is separated from that spoon, if you will. The third one, and on Simcoe, it is deadly. Excuse me. They're called Russian hooks. They go by many, many little names. One is Slab Grabber, another Smack and Jack, Tricky Rickies, and they're just little, they're Russian hooks. And you probably remember, Ange, back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, a lot of the folks coming in from Europe, when they first came in, Lake Simcoe's the hotbed, the Russian hooks, they're just little pieces of metal twisted, and they've got a single hook on it and a bead right at the hook. And yeah. if you just jig that ever so slightly and then stop, there's something about that fluorescent red. Some of the better ones have chartreuse, but they've got a different colored bead. And the minute you stop moving it, the perch come in, and there's something about that bead. They just open their mouth and suck it right in.
That's it, man. Get the truck going, Brian. We don't need anything. We got it all now.
Get a barbecue and have a shore lunch out on the ice.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Listen, I want you to travel safe when you're coming down, my friend. And if we got time, we'll pop over and say hi to you on the weekend at the Spring Fishing Show.
Thank you.
Anybody listening that wants to meet the doc and listen to some great, I'm sure, some great muskie information that he'll be spreading when he's there. Go out and check him this weekend at the Spring Fishing Show at the International Center. In the meantime, you can go to Outdoor Canada and outdoorcanada.ca and read him. Also on fishingcanada.com. Let's not forget, he blogs there as well. Doc, thank you, my friend. Travel safe.
Thank you, Ange. Take care, guys.
The Doc, Gord Peiser with Outdoor Canada Magazine, award-winning columnist and fishing editor for that fine publication. Once again, if you're not a subscriber, change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca and tell them to send it right to your door. That are it, Brian. We're done, buddy.
We're done.
We made it. Great day. On behalf of the entire team, we apologize that John Winters went AWOL in Jamaica.
Seven or eight,
Brad.
Yeah. On behalf of the entire team, Stephen Labadee back from Bahamas. Derek Reddeo at the fan. Brian Pollock, who just popped in this morning and joined us here in the studio. I'm Angelo Vial. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you next Saturday.